This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811, you know. The last round of this Epstein stuff, when I said I'm not going to get into this, I think Carlson was saying, implicating that I didn't want to do it because Epstein was Jewish, Mr. Peduzzi. I don't know if he was Jewish or not. What does that have to do with anything? Absolutely nothing. But that's what bigots and anti-Semites do. Has anybody actually read the emails released by the Democrats today? Have they? Like I've been going through with you. And they're highlighted by the media regarding Epstein. Have they? You know, there's nothing in there. The reporting is outrageous and the headlines are grotesquely dishonest. The victim, whose name is Redacted, is well known, as I mentioned, Giselle Maxwell. Isn't that her last? That's not her last name. What is her last name, Mr. Reduce? Say it again. Yeah, I'm not sure why you sent me Giselle Maxwell. So what is her name? Spell that for me. Not Virginia, the last name. What is it? G-I-U-F-F-R-E. Virginia Giffrey. She testified under oath and under penalty of perjury that Donald Trump never so much as flirted with her. We also read the sleazy efforts by certain reporters to push a false narrative and smear Trump. So the question is, why did the Democrats release these emails? Why did they release them now? Why did they redact Giffrey's name? And why are the media acting like there's some bombshell? Well, we know why, because it's all an attempt to attack Trump. The, quote, release the files crowd, they remind me of the, quote, release the tax returns crowd. There was no wrongdoing in the president's tax returns, but they were leaked. And there was wrongdoing by Trump. There's none in the so-called Epstein files. Well, if there was wrongdoing by Trump in the so-called Epstein files, the question I keep asking is, why wasn't a single example of wrongdoing raised by the Biden regime or anyone else? Even now. So why not release the files? Exactly what files are they talking about? And what of Epstein's victims? What of his victims? Do they get a say in whether files are released? Seems a lot more complicated to me. That said, the smearing of the president is utterly unwarranted. Totally unwarranted, even by his worst enemies and certainly by his supposed friends and allies. Totally unwarranted. We're going to go ahead and post this, Mr. Producer, now. I'm going to send this to you. And as I get attacked, I will read some of those to you tomorrow so you can see who his real enemies, our real enemies are, as they are obsessed with this, as they are with demons and UFOs and Jews and Netanyahu, Christian Zionists, Hitler, and the rest. It's that crowd, you see, that join in with the Democrats and the left. You understand this, America. Mr. and Mrs. America, you're out there. This is what we're dealing with. You understand it. Speaker Mike Johnson on CNN yesterday, which means nobody heard him because he was on CNN, so I will play this for you. Actually, I'm going to skip that, Mr. Producer. Let's go to number six. He's on Capitol Hill today. He's had fantastic press conferences. He's been doing a great job communicating with the American people through a hostile press. Cut six. Go.
We believe the long national nightmare will be over tonight. It was completely and utterly foolish and pointless in the end, as we said all along. I just want to apologize to any Americans who are out there who still have flight cancellations or delays today. I want to apologize to the many American families who were made to go hungry over the last several weeks, our troops and other federal employees who are wondering where their next paycheck would come from. All of that's on the Democrats. Just never forget, they voted 15 times between the House and the Senate to close your government. And the Republicans tried every single day of the shutdown to open it. And we voted 15 times to do that. They have a lot to answer for. And I just want to say that we're very optimistic about the vote tally tonight. We think this is going to happen, and we're sorry that it took this long. So Republicans are going to deliver for the people. We're ready to get back to our legislative agenda. We have a very aggressive calendar for the remainder of this year. There'll be some long days and nights here, some long working weeks, but we will get this thing back on track.
You know, he's a soft-spoken man. He's a well-spoken man. He's a decent and kind man. And he's underestimated by these people all the time. And he wins every battle. So far, he's won every battle, in my humble opinion. Caroline Leavitt at the White House press briefing today on this shutdown. Cut seven, go.
The damage caused by the Democrats with this reckless government shutdown cannot be forgotten. It is entirely the fault of the Democrat Party. Just look at the vote count. Hundreds of thousands of federal employees have missed their paychecks. Tens of billions in wages and benefits were withheld, impacting vulnerable families. Millions of low-income Americans missed their SNAP benefits. Nearly 20,000 flights at airports across the country were delayed due to staffing shortages, causing Americans to miss family events, vacations, and work obligations. According to Airlines for America, an estimated 5.2 million travelers have had their flights disrupted over the course of the Democrat shutdown. And our economy has lost billions and billions of dollars in economic activity over the course of this shutdown, hurting consumer sentiment and crushing the travel and hospitality industries.
Mm-hmm. But have the Democrats learned anything? This guy, I think he's running for the Senate. He's got more consonants in his name than I know how to pronounce. It's just not something I'm familiar with. Raja Krishnamurthy, I believe, Democrat, Illinois. That is a long bumper sticker, don't you think, Mr. Producer? And, of course, he's on the Constipated News Network today. Take a listen to this. Cut nine, go.
Today we are in the House, and we're going to vote on this deal. I'm going to be voting no. There's still time for this to get righted. I think that it's going to be on razor's edge, as it normally is in the House. And so I hope that your viewers speak up and ask Democrats to stand united and also get a few Republicans to flip as well.
When you talk about getting it righted, what do you mean? Amendments or voting this down?
I'd like to see it voted down. I want it voted down, and I think we got to go back to the drawing table. Look, the ACA tax credits are about to expire.
Mm-hmm. ACA, why don't you call it the Affordable Care Act under Obama? The tax credits are about to expire at the end of the year. Who voted to do that? The Democrats. How come no reporter ever says you voted for that? And they're not tax credits, they're subsidies. They just lie, they use the language, twist it into a pretzel, because they're all tyrants at heart, they just are. And they use the techniques of tyrants. So they created the plan, they created the budget, they created the massive subsidies, they created the the one-year cutoff at the end of this year. Now they're claiming it doesn't work, blaming the Republicans, want the subsidies. You understand, and I've explained this again and again, that a few years back, what the Democrats, what they did was they expanded the program to cover more people than just the poor and provided additional benefits, even while it was imploding. And now it's an emergency situation, and they're saying, well, just give us more money so we can keep funding it. The Republicans say, no, we want to fix this. Now, it's really quite hilarious to hear media personalities say, well, what's your fix? What's your fix? That's their point. Their point is we got to get through this, pass the continuing resolution, so we can sit down with committee members who know this stuff and develop a plan that we can get support behind by the caucus. And what's your plan? What's your plan? We need to know your plan. What are you going to do? What's your plan? It's so Mickey Mouse out there. It's just so Mickey Mouse out there to me. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Love the music from the Pirates of the Caribbean or Eric Whitaker's wildly fun Godzilla Eats Las Vegas? Don't miss the Shasta College Symphonic Band's Fall Concert. Performances are Friday, November 21st at 7:30 and Saturday, November 22nd at 3 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Tickets are only $5 for general admission, featuring Dr. Jeff Specht conducting and Henry Patterson as Master of Ceremonies. Get your tickets now at shastacollege.edu/tickets and experience an unforgettable musical adventure.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why the big wireless companies want you on an unlimited plan? It's because they need you to help cover the cost of the 20-somethings who are using a lot of data every month. Fact is, according to the latest research studies, most people 50 and up, like me, only use 12 gigs or less each month. Don't get bamboozled by big wireless. At Consumer Cellular, pick what suits your needs. Whether it's 1 gig, 5, 10, or unlimited, the point is, pay for exactly what you need and nothing more. We use the same towers as the big guys, but since we don't own and maintain them, we can pass the savings on to you. Our plans start at just $20 a month, and you'll get the best customer service in the business. I want to invite you to join the millions of people who choose something better than Big Wireless. Because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Now, so he can educate you, whether you like it or not, Mark Levin is on the radio.
It's always a pleasure to have our friend John Ellis. Was a great professor emeritus at the University of California, Santa Cruz, and he's written great books, and he's really focused on the pollution, the indoctrination, the brainwashing in our colleges and universities by radical faculty and administrators, and the destruction of the academic experience and knowledge. Isn't that right, John?
Yes, thanks for having me on again, Mark. The starting point for this piece I just did for the Wall Street Journal was that the discrepancy between what we fund universities for and have always expected them to do, on the one hand, and what they're actually doing, that discrepancy is now gigantic. I mean, it's a yawning gulf between the two. And I think future generations are going to look back at this time and think, well, why the hell didn't these people do something about this? Because the falling off from what the university is supposed to be doing is so noticeable. You've got, no one can miss it. I mean, on the one hand, you've got the purpose of the university is obviously to be the storehouse of knowledge and experience and wisdom we've inherited from our predecessors in the Western tradition. And you've also got the fact that the universities are trying to inculcate in students analytical power and thinking power so that they'll be able to carry on that knowledge and build on it and extend it. Well, if you compare that motive with what's going on the campuses, which is they're being force-fed a rather minor little poisonous little sects, political opinion, the radicals, a fringe kind of opinion that doesn't have much currency in the wider world, or at least it ought not to, and although it is getting more because of the university, the strength of the universities. But, I mean, the discrepancy between those two things is just ridiculous.
And you have a fairly aggressive idea and how to deal with this, because you're concerned, as am I, that really, without getting to the root of the problem, it's not going to get fixed, and especially after the president leaves, no other president's going to even make a run at this. So what is your idea?
Well, my idea is a very simple one. It's exactly what you do with a business. I mean, you know, business is failing. What's the CEO doing? I mean, the CEO is not making sure that he has good department heads and that he has, you know, good planning departments. So you fire the CEO, you bring in a new one, and you tell him to clean the place up. And exactly that's what I'm suggesting, that to the legislature, especially of a red state like, say, Idaho, and there's no reason on earth why the legislature couldn't just say to a state university, we want this mess cleaned up. We want it reformed. We don't want a university that's behaving as if it was a recruitment office for radical politics. We want one that is genuinely about knowledge and thinking ability. And so you put in a new president, you give him a mandate to clean the place up, you make it clear to everybody who works on that campus that they better cooperate with him, because otherwise the campus will be defunded if they don't. And you give that guy the power, which normally a president doesn't have, to hire his own vice presidents and deans, especially deans, because deans are close to the departments. And so you let that president bring in new administrators who've got one thing in mind, and that's to bring those departments up to standard. And so, say, Dean of Humanities, for example, I mean, his job would be to look into, say, a Department of Political Science.
But as a, what you're saying is, look, these colleges need to be transformed like a business.
Yeah,
and that somebody has to be in charge and has to dig in and have the power, regardless of contracts, regardless of seniority, regardless of it all, under state authority, to transform these failing businesses, these failing universities. Is that kind of the business model you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, in no other walk of life would you allow a particular activity, a particular firm, to announce, you know, have an announced purpose of one thing, but that actually when you look at it, it's doing something totally different. You wouldn't allow mm-hmm. that anywhere else. You wouldn't, I mean, if you hire a guy to come and fix your roof, you wouldn't be very pleased if you find he's decided to dig your rose garden instead. I mean, that's the kind of thing we're dealing with universities. A group of radical political activists have decided that they're going to take over the universities, use them for their own purposes, and forget about the business of bringing students up to speed with the current state of knowledge in the world, and forget about developing their thinking ability. All they want is, in fact, they want the reverse. They want students to shut down their thinking ability and believe what the professor tells them to believe. And they'll keep them, not only will they not promote knowledge, but they'll make very sure they don't get the knowledge that might, cause them to question what the radical professors want to. For example, it's obvious that, take Montgomery, for example. He's a pure campus product. I mean, you know, outside the campus, he looks weird and new and original. On the campus, he's just like every other person on the campus who's speaking radical politics. So you know, he's completely unoriginal. To have someone with those beliefs, that Marxism is wonderful, it really works and it really does produce the goods for the people and so on. What you have to do, obviously, is to keep students completely ignorant of the 20th century. You have to make sure they never find out that Soviet Russia tried communism and it fell apart because it doesn't work. And you make sure that kids never understand that the only way you can enforce communism, say in Eastern Europe, is by a military dictatorship with a pretty decent sized secret police to crack down on people who start to get doubtful about it. So it's a very practical thing. I mean, I'd like to see that someone impose a new president, come in and simply tell people that remind them what a university is supposed to be for. Tell them that they better get back to doing that, what a university is supposed to be for, or they'll be fired.
You know, you're so right. This is a complete paradigm shift. You got to get in there, dirt under your nails. The state legislatures have the most power. They need to step in. I really want to thank you, John. You really have great ideas, very articulate about them. And I want to thank you very, very much, Professor John Ellis, Emeritus. Santa Cruz, man, you had to be one of a handful of rational thinkers there. God bless you. We're going to call on you again if you don't mind. That's Professor Emeritus John Ellis. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Erica, an English major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arn with a Constitution Minute.
The human soul is made to learn, and the highest things of life are the best things to learn. One of these, it turns out, is the way we govern ourselves, and one of the best examples of that is the Constitution of the United States. It explains what our government should look like and how it should function to best protect our rights. It was created to give us the freedom to make choices about the way we wish to live. Unfortunately, most colleges and universities today fail to teach our Constitution. When they do, they often denigrate it. This is dangerous because it is impossible to preserve our liberty if we don't understand where it comes from and how to protect it. Having a proper civics education is essential to preserving our freedom.
To learn more and get a free pocket constitution, Visit ConstitutionMinute.com.
This Constitution Minute was furnished by Hillsdale College.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Cold and flu season is here. At Orchard Nutrition Center, we understand every mom wants the best for her children. That's why our wellness department is stocked with trusted supplements to support your kids' health all year long. Build a strong foundation with multivitamin chewables and gummies, perfect for everyday wellness and immune support, and omega-3 gummies that boost brain development and keep their immune system resilient. Natural support to help them stay strong through every season. Because at Orchard Nutrition Center, we believe healthy kids make happy homes.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Group 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
This is the reason why liberals hate this show. But listen anyway. They know they're probably wrong. Mark Levin is on the radio.
Radio's principal patriot. Call in now at 877-381-3811.
Well, America, the vote is over. In the past, the remnants of the government that have been closed will be open now, or at least in due course. The vote was 222 to 209. Obviously, some of the members couldn't get there, but 222 to 209, or they sat out. Now, 6 Democrats voted yes, and 2 Republicans voted no. Massey, of course, voted no. He's kamikaze. And Stubbe of Florida voted no because they couldn't take out the provision on allowing Republican senators whose liberties and privacy were violated by the Democrats and Jack Smith, the rogue unconstitutional prosecutor, on suing the government for recompense. The Speaker said he'll try and deal with that after this vote, but we need to get this vote done. And he's right. So you have Massey and Stubbe who voted no, very foolishly, for whatever the reason. And on the Democrat side, 6 voted yes. Tom Suozzi of, of New York. Suozzi, whatever. Henry Cellular, Texas. Marie Perez of Washington State. Don Davis of North Carolina. Adam Gray of California, and Jerry Golden is actually fairly moderate of Maine, Democrat. He's retiring for 2 reasons. One, he's getting threats, and he doesn't think he can maintain his security. He's Jewish. He's a moderate Democrat. And 2, he's just decided enough is enough. He wants to be with his family. So those 6 Democrats voted the right way. If 2 Republicans voted the wrong way, it's heading for the president's desk, and he's going to sign it. I just want people who vote Democrat, who work for the government, to understand that it's the Republicans who are getting you paid now, not the Democrats, not the Marxist Islamists who want this to go on forever. Just understand who did what. And that's the way it is. The president is expecting to sign it at 9:45 p.m. Eastern time, which is about an hour and 10 minutes away. Let's go to Mark, Savoy, Illinois, the great KZRG. Mark, go right ahead, please.
Yes, hi, Mark. It's a pleasure speaking with you. I hope you're having a good evening.
Great, thank you.
I wanted to just give you a shout-out about the those crazy kids from Chicago, the Emmanuel brothers, Rahm and Zeke.
Yes.
And are they? I haven't heard nothing from them or about them. Are they living a high life on yachts?
Well, Rahm wants to be president. He's been mayor, he's been chief of staff, he's made multi-millions, now he wants to be president. Let's hope not.
Yeah, they need to have their, I believe they designed a lot of the Obamacare, didn't they?
Well, that's a great point. His older brother's a doctor and said horrendous things about the elderly. You know, when your time comes, why should we have these life-saving measures? And, you know, who is this a-hole? And he gave Obama advice. Yeah, you're right. All right, Mark. Great call. Much appreciated. Let's keep going. Bob Stratford, Wisconsin, the great WTAQ, a great affiliate there. How are you?
Doing well, Mr. Levin. What the president needs to do before he signs it, demand that the leader of the House presents a one-item bill that says all federal employees except the military members have to go on the Affordable Care Act, which will save the government billions of dollars.
No, he can't do that. That would require legislation. It's not going to happen. So the president is not going to do that.
I'm saying he doesn't sit through an executive order. They pass a bill.
Can't do that through an executive order. You're changing legislation. You have to amend it or have brand new legislation. So he's not going to do that.
Congress, go
through. Thanks for your call. Mr. Purdue, what am I dealing with? I mean, they just went through this. To know basic understanding of how this works, if you're going to change the law to require federal employees to be on Obamacare, then you got to get that passed through the House and the Senate and then sign it. Now, does anybody think that's going to happen? Do you, Mr. Producer? Does anybody else out there think that's going to happen? It took 43 days to get to this point. Anybody out there think that's going to happen? By the way, I'm not necessarily opposed to it. I just don't go along with the, you know, ideas of flight, I call them, which is, I have an idea. That's great, but your idea can't possibly work. It just can't. So I didn't want to go round 3, round 4, but it just doesn't work. Jeremiah, Nashville, Tennessee, Sirius XM Satellite. Go right ahead, please.
Howdy, can you hear me?
Yes.
good.
Yes, I can.
I was wondering, I had a quick question for you.
Yeah.
I think with the young people and the recent elections in 25 and the Democrats kind of winning all over the board, there's kind of a lot of concern going into 2026.
Well, first of all, the Democrats didn't win all over the board. The Democrats won in New York City, New Jersey, and Virginia, where they won, you know, in the past, where they outnumbered the Republicans, and even worse than before. They didn't win a Republican state. It wasn't a marginal state. It wasn't a marginal city. So while there is concern about what took place, it's not suicide time. It just is what it is. Go ahead.
There was a 10-point gain with the Democrats now having a supermajority in the Virginia House of Representatives.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I was just curious if a vision kind of that Republicans can lean into is more of just public service. Basically, my job is to help provide you resources where appropriate, whether that be through legislation, whether that be through the executive offices or the state.
I have a better idea. Why don't Republicans govern like conservatives? And then maybe they'll have the success of the governor of Florida. Maybe they'll have the success of the governor of Texas. Florida was not a Republican state until DeSantis won by the skin of his teeth, and he's turned it into a Republican juggernaut. Texas, many years ago, was, of course, we used to call them blue Democrats, I guess, but they were moderate Democrats, but it was often Democrats would win. Lloyd Benson and others and so forth, Republicans would win too, but now it is a heavily Republican state, which they're trying to turn blue. In other words, look at Tennessee. They used to be a Democrat state. Now it's a Republican state. They don't have any tax level either. I'm not into this where people are talking like leftists who are talking about, we got to do something for the young people. We got to do something for housing. What we've got to do is reduce government regulation, zoning requirements, taxes on property, free up the system like we do in some of these states. It's not anything that people don't know how to do, because I don't know what they're talking about. How much more money can we spend? How many more redistribution of wealth programs can we have? And I'm just one of those that say, look, what is it that we're supposed to do for quote-unquote young people? What is it that we, I don't know. We subsidize student loans, and yet two-thirds of young people don't go to college. What is it that we're supposed to do?
I think as a young person, it's more about messaging than anything. It's making people aware.
Well, messaging is fine, but you have to have something to message. And messaging ambiguous stuff or generalities that, you know, we want to figure out how to help you and so forth and so on. Why don't we just come up with programs in that regard? We can have relatively conservative and free market ideas on programs. That's what we need. We need to propose them. You've got DeSantis is now talking about a constitutional amendment to wipe out for residential areas the property tax. You have the governor of Texas talking about the same thing. These are wildly popular. Why? Because they have an influx of businesses. They have an influx of tourism. They have an influx going on, which makes it a viable idea. And they have no income tax. Seems to me that should attract young people. But if it's socialism and Marxism that attracts young people, the problem isn't economic. The problem is not even political. The problem is educational and indoctrination and brainwashing, which is what Professor Ellis was just talking about.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Thank you for your call, my friend. And by the way, I know you're a young person. I know a few young people myself. We call them our kids. Right, Mr. Producer? Good calls. Nonetheless, well, let's see if we can slip in one more here. Timothy, Dallas, Texas, on the Mark Levin app. Go right ahead, please.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you reading the quote from your book this at the beginning of the show, and I think it ties into what the governor had to say, and that is there is this alliance in between Nick Fuentes and the Groypers and scoopity whoop poop poopy scoopity whoop poop.
Yeah, that's very funny. And the guy hangs on. How long has he been on hold, Mr. Producer? Guy's been on hold like an hour or two.
Hey, you know what?
What?
I'm going to tell the Mark Levin show there is this alliance between the Groypers and Scoopity-Doo and Scoopity-Doo.
And you know what? I could have cut that out, but I wanted you to hear it. I'm sure his family is very proud of him. Yes. We'll let some of those few from time to time. We'll let them through. We notice, Mr. Producer does, that the ones who wait the longest are the nut jobs. They just are.
I really got to get through. I got to get through on this. I got to really tell him.
And the guy didn't even sound that young, did he, Rich? 30s or 40s, maybe? You know, you're making your list and checking it twice, but have you thought about the one thing that gets you to the family gatherings and holiday parties, your car, your truck, whatever? The older a vehicle gets, the more prone it is to expensive repairs, and a surprise bill for thousands of dollars is the last thing you need when you're already buying gifts and you're trying to get somewhere on time. And during the holidays, try and find a mechanic. How about a little peace of mind? That's why I always tell you about CarShield. They are the best of the best. They really are. They offer affordable month-to-month vehicle protection. Now, you can get longer, too, but they wanted to make it available to you. I actually chatted with them. Two of their wonderful people were at the Reagan Library in the table next to me and spoke to them, met them. Very, very nice people. So they offer affordable, and I mentioned this to them, month-to-month vehicle protection, if that's what you like, to get you through the holidays and so forth. And that'll guard your budget against the high cost of an auto repair. It's a very sensible gift. It's a wonderful gift to yourself. Now, plans include 24/7 roadside assistance anywhere in the country, towing, rental car benefits. Don't wait for a breakdown to ruin the most wonderful time of the year. I shoulda, coulda, woulda. Just do it. They've made it as affordable as possible. And they're doing that exclusively for you. So, protect yourself now. Mr. Producer did. He's all in with, what do you got again? A Subaru 2018? Good luck. Get a free quote and 20% off at carshield.com/Levin. Hello, carshield.com/Levin. Excuse me, cholera. Or call them, 800-995-4766. They don't have your number. They're not calling you. You've got to call them. 800-995-4766. Again, 800-995-4766. And they're not Groypers. Anyway, they're Gropers. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You know, folks, Americans rely on credit cards for secure payments and seamless transactions. But consumers stand to lose it all with the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandate bill. Big government mandates favor corporate megastores and allow them to choose how your credit card is processed. They might end up using untested payment networks that could jeopardize your data security and rewards. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Visit GuardYourCard.com to learn more. That's GuardYourCard.com, paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. I never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Mark Levin, bringing the family together every night around the radio.
These children are in need of an education.
The Mark Levin Show.
Over the last 20 years, gold hasn't just gone up, it's exploded. Up about 777% in 20 years, from about $450 an ounce to over $4,000 today. And during the same time, your dollar, the money you work for, save, and trust, has lost over 40% of its purchasing power. That's 40% or more. That means every paycheck, every retirement dollar, every savings account could be quietly eaten alive by rising costs and Washington's endless printing of money. Every bailout, every trillion-dollar spending bill, every so-called temporary stimulus drives the dollar down and pushes gold higher. People aren't stupid. They're concerned. They're not stupid. So ask yourself, are you protecting your savings or are you watching them melt away? Do what many smart Americans are doing right now. Get out of paper. Diversify. At least get some gold and silver. Call Monetary Gold at 877-NOW-GOLD. They're there right now. Or visit marklovesgold.com. Again, that's 877-NOW-GOLD to call Monetary Gold or visit marklovesgold.com. Help protect your money, your retirement, because history shows us if the dollar falls, gold can rise. Performance may vary. Always consult your financial and tax professional before making an investment decision. All right, watch this one, folks. Here we go. Matt, Charleston, South Carolina, Sirius XM. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, is this Mark?
Hello. Hello.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Hello.
So, hello?
Hello.
Mr. Levin, can you hear me?
Matt, you're on. Go.
Yep. So pretty much what I was getting at. Mm-hmm. Is you're talking about younger people, right? And why younger people aren't...
No, younger people were talking to me. I'm just responding.
Well, you're going to respond to what I'm saying, but I was calling in. I was listening to what you're talking about earlier. I just wanted to, like, kind of add to the conversation, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
There's a big sentiment out there that, like, hey, we're not necessarily... As younger people in America, you know, what are we getting as in terms of a deal, in terms of a fair shake that's better?
I think that's right. I think that's right. You guys have it harder than anybody's ever had in your generation. It's terrible. It's horrible.
Better technology.
Do you have an iPhone?
Yeah, I have an iPhone.
Do you have a car?
So things like that, right? Yeah. So
do you have a job?
In terms of material.
Hold on, I'm asking some questions. Do you have a job?
Things, right? Are
do you have a job?
I have a job. Of course I have a job. Yeah.
Do you have health care?
Yeah, because I, you know.
So you have health care, a job, an iPhone, a car? Where do you live? Do you live in a parent's home, an apartment, a house? Where do you live?
No, so I own my home, right? But
how did you do all this?
Because I'm a relatively hardworking, relatively smart guy.
Okay, you're a relatively hard worker who's acquired a home, a car, an iPhone, health care, and food. So how come you can do it and other people can't?
That's the question.
That's not the question. I'm raising it because people get down and out. It's not the first time. Rush Limbaugh, who became the Babe Ruth of talk radio, was poor for the longest time, and he was fired 7 times. I was unemployed for 11 months and lost almost everything. That's, you got to fight. You got to work. You can't expect government to take care of it because government's not. I didn't turn to politicians and say, what are they going to offer me? I didn't say, what is this system going to offer me? The system offers you the freedom to go out there and do something about it. And that's the problem. That's what we're not teaching. Let me ask you something. Have you been drafted to Vietnam? Have you been drafted
no,
to Korean
been
War?
Drafted, right?
Have you been drafted into World War II? Your generation has not been drafted into any war. We have an all-volunteer military. So I guess I'm one of a few who says people are, they have hard luck. It's hard. You got to work hard. Maybe you get an apprenticeship. Maybe you go to school. There's many, many ways you can do things. It's a free society. But there's a lot of hardworking people out there who are not young, who are trying to make ends meet, who are in their 40s and 50s and have families, and they pay their taxes and they put a roof over their head. You don't hear them whining and complaining. And now I'm told that they have to subsidize people who are young because, well, they're down and out. I don't buy it, and I'm not going to buy it. We salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, and emergency personnel, and our truckers, the men and women in Ukraine and the men and women in Israel. God bless you, the American people, red-blooded Americans. I'll see you right here tomorrow. Take care of yourself.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Stay informed with our county's most reliable news. Tune to KCNR every Monday at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McLean News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief provides precise, local-only updates and compelling discussions critical to our community. Have a lead? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.